塔之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好，今天是2020年12月26号星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的圣典伯加梵歌的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China and elsewhere.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们还有世界各地的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Welcome to our Saturday morning Bhagavad Gita class.
欢迎大家来参加每周六早上的伯加梵歌的早课啊。
Happy Saturday to you. Happy Gita Jayanti.
祝大家星期六快乐，祝大家伯加梵歌加亚提。
So today we're celebrating the day that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
所以在今天我们就会一起来庆祝，来荣耀Krishna 当初对 Arjuna 在战场上所说的那一番话的那一天的这样纪念这样一个节日。
So anyone who hears Bhagavad Gita, it's already very, very auspicious.
任何一个聆听到伯加梵歌的人已经是非常非常吉祥的了。
So today is doubly auspicious.
而今天是成双倍成几倍的吉祥。
Yeah, today we're going to study text 41 of chapter 1.
今天我们会一起来学习第一章的41诗节。
And I think some of you will find this particularly thought-provoking.
我想的话，你们当中有一些奉献者可能会发现这个诗节、这个要旨会极大的激发你们的一些思考。
So I'm going to chant Jaya Radha Madhava just to get us into the Vrindavan mood, and then we'll begin the reading.
好，那么现在我就来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava， 让大家一起进入 Vrindavan 的心情，然后我们就开始一起阅读啦。
Okay, last week I forgot.
就是说上周就忘了。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Adi Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dadi Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dadi Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Tagu Pimananda Hari Hari Bo. So in this section of the chapter 1, Arjuna is speaking to Krishna and giving different very practical and good reasons why he shouldn't fight and that he should just give up.
那么在《伯加梵歌》的这一第一章的这一部分的话呢，就是 Arjuna 在对 Krishna 说到，他说到一些非常实际的、非常好的一些缘由、理由，来说明为什么他不应该上战场去打仗，为什么他就应该放弃去参与到这次战争中。
And he's explaining the concept of how one thing leads to the next.
他在这里就解释到了这样一种一件事情是如何引发到下一件事情的这样一种概念。
He said the elderly population is very important in society.
他说到在社会当中年长者年老的人口是非常重要的。
Because, you know, they have a lifetime of experience, so they're very wise.
这是因为他们往往是有着一生的经验非常的有智慧。
And, they help protect and maintain, society because they keep the younger generation, following religious principles.
他们会有助于，就是这些年长者会有助于保护并且维系社会，就是因为他们年轻的一辈，年轻的人可以去追随这些年长者来遵循宗教原则。
Yeah, because the mother and the father really they're the guru of the family.
因为可以说母亲和父亲就是家庭中的孤乳家庭中的灵性导师。
And the grandparents are the, you know, the gurus of the parents, and the parents don't want to go, you know, don't want to disobey their parents.
而父母的父母呢就是他们就是祖父对于父母来说他也是他们不能去违背的。
Yeah, so, you know, In most societies, especially Asian societies and Indian society, historically, they have this hierarchy of power that resides with the elderly.
因此的话呢，在大多数的社会，特别是亚洲社会或者印度社会当中，从历史上来看，那么都是有这样的一种权力的这样一种由高到低。到低的这样一种等级，对等级权力，那么这就使得家庭中的年长者是最大的掌权者。
So basically, there are two kinds of hierarchies.
基本上有两种权力制度。
There's the dominator hierarchy.
Dominator hierarchy 有这样一种控制者的主宰者的权力制度。
And the growth hierarchy.
Growth.
Yeah. So hierarchy of growth.
然后的话呢，就是这一种成长型的 hierarchy 这样成长型的这样一种权力等级制度。
Yeah, so normally, you know, the dominator hierarchy, we don't like so much, and for good reason.
那正常情况下我们都是有很好的理由不去喜欢这种就说是主宰者的这样一种等权权力制度。
Like a dictator or someone who, you know, one person in power or a group of people in power and everybody below them exists only for the benefit of the people at the top.
OK, 或者就比如说像是这种叫做独裁者这样一种体系，然后或者是一个人或者是一群人处于这样一种权力之中，而所有低于他们以下的其他人群的话呢，其他人全部都是为了这些人的利益而存在的。
Yeah, so that's called a dominator hierarchy.
而这就被称为是一种主宰者式的等权制权力等级制度。
Yeah, so people who are below the power structure, basically they're exploited, you know, by the dictator, by the king, or...
就是基本上就是这些处在主宰者这种之下的这种结构之下的这些人的话呢，都会受到掌权者的剥削。
So some companies are like that too.
对，有些公司都是这样子的。
Yeah, even some religious, you know, cult groups are like that.
包括有一些宗教式的组，宗教的这种或者甚至邪教式的组织的话呢，也是这样子的。
We see the female disciples are abused by, you know, the male guru and all kinds of crazy things.
就会看到像在这样的一些团体中的话呢，女性的门徒就受到了男性的灵性导师，所谓的灵性导师的这种剥削，然后就受到他们的这种欺负，然后就很多很疯狂的事情就发生着。
Yeah, but then we have what's called a growth hierarchy.
但是的话，我们还有另一种就叫做成长型的等级制度。
Yeah, so the teacher or the parents or the grandparents or the leaders at the top, they're in charge, but they create an environment that those below them can grow and develop into the next leader or into the next parent or into the next guru.
而这一种在这样一种等级制度之中，那么老师、父母或者是祖父母这些处于领导者位置的这些人，他们处于这样一种负责的位置，但他们所创造出来的环境，这样一种环境状况却是会有助于任何低于他们的人，有助于他们去成长，有助于他们发展成下一任的领导者，发展成下一任的父母和老师和灵性导师。
Yeah, and so they set an example, they lead by example.
因此他们是言传身教，以身作则。
Yeah, so they not only talk the talk, they walk the talk.
因此他们不仅是去说，并且的话呢是就是说以身作则，就是言行一致，对，叫做言行一致，他们做出来的事情和说出来的话是一样的。
That's what Acharya means.
而这就是 Acharya 这个词的意思。
Yeah, so we're not forced to follow the Acharya, but we voluntarily follow the Acharya because they inspire us.
我们并不是被强迫着的去追随 Acharya 们，而我们是被感鼓舞，被感灵感的，很有灵感的去追随 Acharya 们。
Yeah, so the Acharya is in charge, but it's a growth hierarchy.
因此 Acharya 们是处在这样一种掌控的、负责的位置上，但这是整个的一个成长型的等级制度。
Yeah, so this was, you know, this was especially the Vedic system.
所以尤其是韦达体系就是这样子的。
Yeah, no, the children didn't disobey their parents.
孩子不会违逆父母。
They just didn't go marry whoever they wanted.
然后在这就是包办婚姻当中，孩子就是会遵循父母的愿望去和父母指定的这样一个结婚对象结婚。
And the parents, they obeyed the grandparents.
而父母也会遵循他们的父母，也就是祖父母。
So you have this hierarchical structure.
所以就有这样的一种等级制度的框架结构。
So Arjuna's point is, if you kill all the elderly leaders here on this battlefield, then you know the family structure is going to fall apart.
所以 Arjuna 在这里说到的就是，如果要是杀死了所有这些战场上的这些年长者们，那么的话家庭的结构就会分崩离析。
And gradually, you know, the younger generation will stop following religious principles and the women will become exploited and then there will be a population of unwanted children.
那么渐渐的年轻的一代就会停止遵循宗教原则，然后女性们也会受到剥削。然后那么这样的话就会诞生出这些不想要的 不被想要的人口。
And often, unwanted children don't get the love and attention they need and the protection they need when they are babies.
而往往的话呢，这些不被想要的人，这些人口人，那么他们在童年时期都没有得到爱，得到关怀，得到关注。
And so they grow up, you know, carrying lots of pain.
由此他们在成长，成为成年人之后的话呢，就携带了许多许多的痛苦和创伤。
And they're not peaceful, so they can't control their mind and senses.
由于他们并未感到平和，没有内在的平和，因此他们无法所以说嘛，就 they cannot what?
Control their mind or their senses.
因此他们就无法去控制他们的心意和感官。
And that creates, you know, a hellish society.
由此就会创造出一个地狱式的社会。
So, you know, Arjuna is making a good point.
所以说阿尔 n a 在这里真的是他讲的这个论点真的是很有道理的。
And so he's following this logic, how one thing leads to the next.
他就遵循着这样的一种逻辑，就是一种事情是如何引发了，如何导致了另一件事情的。
The Mahjong effect.
就是我们上个星期说到的麻将效应，多米诺骨牌效应。
Okay, let's read verse 41.
好，我们来一起看着四十一师姐。
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, so I will chant the Sanskrit verse, then we'll do the word for word translation and purport.
好，我们一起来看着梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译译文及要旨。
Sankaro narakayaiva kula jnanam kulasyacha patanti pataro yeshanLupta Pindo Daka Kriya Sankara
这些不想要的孩子
Narakaya
走向地狱生活
Eva
必定
Kula Nanam
对于族人的屠杀者
Kulasha
对于家族
Cha
还有
Patanti
堕落
Pitara
祖先
He
肯定
Asian
他们的
Lupta
停止
Pinda
供奉食物
Rudaka
河水
Kriya
举行
Performances、okay. Translation An increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for thoseWho destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped.
译文，不想要的人口一增多，家庭和破坏家庭传统的人都会陷入地狱般的生活。这些堕落的家庭不会供奉食物和水给祖先，由此祖先也会降格堕落。
Oh, so here's another mahjong piece has fallen.
故事在这里又说到，又有一块这个麻将牌，叫多米诺骨牌，又倒下了。
Not only do you have a society full of unwanted, emotionally wounded humans.
那么不仅这个社会中充满了在情感上受到重创的、受到巨大创伤的这些人口、这些人们。
But they no longer perform their religious duties to help the ancestors who have passed on before them.
并且的话呢，他们也不再去遵循宗教上的职责来帮助他们的祖先祖辈， help the ancestors to what?
Well, the ancestors have already passed on before them,
oh,
right?
Oh, to the, that have already, 那些已经去世了的祖先。
Yeah, so what are we, whatever we have now is due to our ancestors.
而我们现在所拥有的都是由于我们的祖先才使得我们拥有现在所拥有的。
And we have a duty to help our ancestors while we're alive.
因此的话呢，在我们还活着的时候，我们便有职责要去帮助我们已经过世了的这些祖先祖辈。
And the way we, in the Vedic culture, the way you protect your ancestors, is to offer them a food and water that has been first offered to Vishnu.
嗯，哦，嗯，而在韦达文化中的话呢，保护祖先的方式方法，那就是向祖先供奉食物和水，而这些被供奉给祖先的食物和水，首先是要供奉给主 Vishnu 的。
But those who are Varna Sanskar, those who are emotionally disturbed, they're very selfish. They're not thinking about their ancestors or their next life.
Emotionally disturbed. 而那些在情绪上受到极大困扰的人是非常自私的。他们既不会去想到他们的祖先，也不会去考虑他们的来世。
Yeah, the more wounded you are, the more selfish you become.
也就是说，当一个人在情绪上受到的痛苦、受到的创伤越大的话，那么他就越是越发自私。
Yeah, when we're very much suffering, we get real depressed.
当我们受到极大的痛苦的时候，就会遭受极大的抑郁痛苦。
And when we're very depressed, we don't think about anybody else except for me, 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 me.
而当我们极度的抑郁的时候，是不会去考虑到任何其他人的，而想到的完完全全只是我自己，我。
我。
嗯。
Okay, purport.
我们来看要旨。
According to the rules and regulations of fruitive activities, there is a need to offer periodical food and water to the forefathers of the family.
根据业报活动规律，有必要定期向祖先供奉食物和水。
This offering is performed by worship of Vishnu because eating the remnants of food offered to Vishnu can deliver one from all kinds of sinful actions.
这种供奉是通过崇拜主 Vishnu 而进行的，因为品尝供奉给 Vishnu 的灵粮可把人从一切罪恶活动中解脱出来。
Sometimes the forefathers may be suffering from various types of sinful reactions, and sometimes some of them cannot even acquire a gross material body and are forced to remain in subtle bodies as ghosts.
有时祖先会因种种恶报而受苦，有些祖先甚至连粗糙的物质躯体也没有，被迫停留在精微的躯体中，成为鬼魂。
Thus, when remnants of prasadam, food, are offered to the forefathers by descendants, the forefathers are released from ghostly or other kinds of miserable life.
因此，当后人向祖先供奉灵粮 prasadam 的时候，祖先就能摆脱出鬼魂或其他悲惨的生命状况。
Such help rendered to forefathers is a family tradition.And those who are not in devotional life are required to perform such rituals.
这样祭祖是家庭的传统，那些不过奉献生活的人需要遵循这些仪式。
One who is engaged in the devotional life is not required to perform such actions.
而从事奉献活动的人则不需遵循这些仪轨。
Simply by performing devotional service, one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers from all kinds of misery.
人只要从事奉爱服务，就可帮助千万祖先摆脱各种苦境。
It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse 41, Devarshibhutatam rinam pritanam Nekin karunayam nvicha rajanam. Sarvatmanaya saranam saranyam. Kato mukundam parihrita kartam. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, giving up all kinds of obligations, and has taken to the path in all seriousness, owes neither duties nor obligations to the demigods, sages, general living entities, family members, humankind, or forefathers.
圣典伯加瓦坛十一篇第五章第五四十一十节说道，谁脱僻于穆昆达解脱的赐予者的莲花族，放弃一切义务，无比认真地走下去，就不亏欠半神人、圣人、众生、家庭、人类及祖先任何责任和义务。
Such obligations are automatically fulfilled by performance of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
通过为至尊人格神首做奉爱服务，这些义务便自动得以完成。
End of the purport.
要旨结束。
Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pacharne Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. See, I thought the devotees would find this purport very interesting.
我想的话呢，奉献者们在读到这个诗节的时候，就会觉得这个要旨特别有趣。
Because it's, you know, a very common question in classes. I'm sure you've all heard it 100 times. You know, somebody just passed, or you know, my grandfather just passed, and you know, how can I help them? What can I do?
因为在课堂当中，我们可能时常听到一个常问的问题，就是我的一位家人最近去世了，我的爷爷最近去世了，我该怎么办呢？我可以做些什么呢
？Yeah, what's going to happen to them?
然后接下来会在这个去世的家人身上发生什么事情呢
？So this purport is very clear, and if you accept Prabhupada's words, then that should relieve your anxiety.
因此的话呢，这个要旨就说得非常的清晰明了。如果你接受帕帕的教导，接受帕帕的话语的话，那么读到这里就会极大的缓解你的焦虑和担心。
Yeah, so in the Vedic culture, you know, the families were, you know, part of the family tradition was periodically to offer Vishnu Prasadam to the departed ancestors.
在韦达文化中，家庭传统的一部分便是要定期的向祖先供奉那些已经供奉给主 Vishnu 的食物和水。
Yeah, so even in families that you could say were very materialistic, but they were Vedic families.
Sorry, Guruji, could you repeat? I don't fully
understand. You know, in the Vedic culture, not all families are devotees, right?
那么在韦达文化中的话，并不是所有的家庭都是这个，so not all families are.
In those family members, not all of them are. Serious spiritual practitioners.
Okay. 那么在韦达文化中，也就是一个家庭里，并不是所有人都是非常严肃的灵性修习者。
Yeah, maybe they're Brahmins, maybe they're Kshatriyas, maybe they're Vaishyas, maybe they're Sudras.
那么在家庭中，可能有些人是婆罗门，有些人是刹帝利，有些人是歪傻，而有些人是苏爪。
And they believe in God, they believe in Vishnu.
他们相信有神，相信主 Vishnu。
But their main objective in life is to enjoy as much as they can.
但是的话，他们在人生当中的主要目标却是尽可能的去享受。
Right, and maybe go to the heavenly planets.
或者是想要去往天堂星球。
And, but, you know, their focus is on enjoying material life.
所以说他们的焦点便是在于享受物质生活。
But they're following the Vedic path.
但是他们却在遵循着伟达的这条道路。
Yeah, so...They're following all the rules and regulations because, you know, their parents are telling them to, their grandparents are telling them to.
所以说这些人就在遵循着所有的规章制度，所有的规矩要求，因为他们的父母，然后是他们的祖父母都是这样要求他们的。
Yeah, and a lot of times people follow religious principles because they're afraid of what will happen if they don't.
并且很多时候人们遵循宗教原则是出于一种恐惧，一种害怕，就想着哦，要是我不去遵循的话，那么会发生什么呢？
But that's okay.
但是这很 OK， 这完全没有问题。
You know, every month or every year they make their offering of Vishnu Prasadam. You know, they go to the temple, they get Vishnu Prasadam.Water and food, and then they offer to their ancestors.
所以在每个月或者是每一年当中，专门有段时间，他们就会去到寺庙里，将主 Vishnu 的这些灵粮，然后拿来供奉给他们去世的祖先祖辈。
Yeah, and who knows what kind of situation the ancestors have gone into? Maybe they became ghosts because they were very sinful.
而又有谁知道这个祖先到底的去到了哪里呢？有可能他们已经是鬼，他们是鬼魂，因为曾经做过许多恶嘛。
Yeah, and you know, we all make mistakes, and sometimes, you know, we get bad reactions.
我们所有人都会犯下错误，而有些时候的话呢，就会遭受一些这些业报反应。
But the Vedic system is so wonderful that, you know, that you can help your ancestors out.
而伟达系统的话呢是非常棒的，就可以通过这样的方法来帮助你的祖先祖辈。
Yeah, so the Vedic followers, whether they liked it or not, they followed the Vedic rituals because, because, you know, we tend to do whatever our society does.
Okay, society does. 因此的话呢，遵循伟大文化的人，那么他无论他们喜欢与否，那么他们都会去遵循这整个一套的伟大的仪式，因为我们往往都会倾向于去做整个社会在做的事情。
Right, if our parents say do it, then we do it.
对吧，就如果我们的父母说要这样做的话，那我们就会去做。
Yeah, so a lot of times what we do, it's a family tradition or family custom or society custom, we're not thinking about it too much, why we're doing it, we just do it.
因此很多时候我们所做的事情那都是家庭传统或者是社会的习俗，而我们不会太多的去思考为什么我要做这件事情，只不过就只是去做而已。
I remember when I first went to Japan, I was surprised by something.
我记得我第一次去到日本的时候就被当地发生的一件事情感到非常的震惊。
And near my wife's house is a large Buddhist temple with a big graveyard there.
就在我妻子家的附近有这样一座佛教的寺庙，在这个庙里面就有一个很大的一个这种墓地。
And mostly everyone in the neighborhood in that area, they give monthly donations to the temple because their ancestors are buried there.
然后当地的许多居民的话呢，会每个月都给庙里给一些供奉，因为他们的祖先祖辈就是被埋在那个庙里的墓地里的。
And I just remember talking to, you know, my new Japanese friends, and I would ask them, "Are you Buddhist?" And said, "Yeah, you know, our family's Buddhist."
然后我就会去询问我遇到的那些日本的那些朋友嘛，然后我就问他们，你们是佛教徒吗？然后他们就会说，我们算是，因为我们的家人都信佛。
And almost everyone in their house had a little altar with Buddha on it.
Everyone that you have met.
Yeah, they had a little altar in their house with a little Buddha on it, and also a little plaque of their ancestors and their names.
OK. 所以说我当时遇到的那些日本的朋友们呢，他们几乎每一个人都会在家里有一个小神龛，然后就在神龛上供奉着这个就供奉着一个小佛像，并且的话呢还会有那种就跟我们中国人一样的这个牌上，然后就写上家人去世家人的名字。
And very often they offer water and rice, you know, in the evening to Buddha and then to the ancestors.
而且他们经常都是在傍晚的时候把食物、把米饭和水就供奉给佛陀，然后供奉给去世的家人。
So I remember asking Mahaguna's brother when I saw that. I said, "Well, are you Buddhist?"
我就记得当时我就问。就是他的妻子巴哈姑娘妈妈，然后就问我妻子的兄弟，就问他，你信佛吗？你是佛教徒是吗
？And he said, "Well, our family's Buddhist."
然后他就说，我们一家人都信佛。
And I said, "Do you believe in Buddha?" And he says, "I don't know."
然后我就问他，那你相信佛陀吗？然后他就说，我不知道。
And I said, "Well, then, why do you have a statue of Buddha, and why are you making this offering?"
然后我就问他，那你为什么会有这个佛像呢？那你为什么要去每天给佛陀、给这个佛像供奉呢
？Well, he said, "I'm doing it because my father did it."
然后他就说，我这样做是因为我爸爸就这样做。
Then I thought, this is very interesting that, a lot of these traditions are carried on because, that our society and our, family does it. And there's a little bit of fear that, even though I don't believe it, if I don't do it, maybe something bad's going to happen.
所以说这真的倒是挺有趣的，因为我们很多时候所继承下来的这些习俗、这些习惯和这些传统的话呢，我们之所以去做，是因为社会、因为家庭、家人都是这样在做。然后，而往往我们在这样去做的当中的话呢，会有一点点的恐惧、害怕，然后就会觉得，要是我不去做的话，那有可能会有坏事发生在我身上呢。
Yeah, so a lot of people that follow the Vedas are kind of like in this level of consciousness.
因此许多遵循伟达文化的人几乎都是处在这种层面的知觉上的。
Yeah, so this sort of anchors them somewhat in some sort of spiritual practice.
而这就基本上可以让他们稳定的处在某种类型的灵性修习中。
Yeah, so it's not pure bhakti, it's maybe bhakti and fear, or bhakti and ignorance.
所以说这不是纯粹的 bhakti, 而是一种处于恐惧的 bhakti, 或者是处于愚昧无知的 bhakti.
But it's something, rather than just being, an animal.
但是的话，这确实是做出的一些不错的事情，相比起就是动物的话，什么都不会做。
And the ancestors are benefited.
并且的话呢，祖先确实是会受益的。
Yeah, so now Prabhupada makes the point.
现在帕帕，sorry,
One who's engaged in devotional life is not required to perform such actions.
然后帕帕在这个要旨当中就提出了一点，从事奉爱服务的人，从事奉爱生活的人，则不需遵循这些仪规。
Simply by performing devotional service, one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers from all kinds of misery.
人只要从事奉爱服务，就可帮助千万祖先摆脱各种苦境。
Yeah, so a devotee, you know, a serious, you know, one who's dedicating their life to serving the Lord is not in the same category as someone who's just ritualistically following the Vedas.
因此的话呢，一位奉献者，一个严肃的把自己的生命，把自己的生活供奉给，用来服务至尊主的这样一个人，他和那些仪式性的遵循伟大文化的人，并不是处于同一个层面上的。
Yeah, so we should rest assured that our ancestors are well taken care of because we're devoting our whole life to the service of the Lord.
Whole life. Devote whole life. 因此的话呢，我们应该非常确定。因此我们可以非常放心，对，应该叫放心，因此我们可以非常放心，我们的祖先祖辈都会受到很好的照顾，很好的照顾，因为我们把整个一生都要用来去服务至尊主。
But if you have any doubts, you can still, you know, offer the result of your chanting to your ancestors who have passed away.
而如果你仍然有一些怀疑，有些质疑的话，那么你仍然可以把你念诵的结果去献给去世的家人，去世的祖先。
You can offer prayers to the Lord to surround them with light and protection.
你也可以向主献上祷文，来祈祷能够让去世的家人被光、被爱所环绕着。
And certainly, you can offer them Vishnu Prasadam.
那么当然，你更是可以把 Vishnu Prasadam 供奉给他们。
But you don't have to either.
当然，你也不必这样去做。
So I will offer you some more proof.
我再来向大家提供一些证据。
There's a statement by Lord Nrisimhadev to Prahlad Maharaj in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam.
在博迦瓦坛的第七篇当中，就有这样一段话，是主尼辛哈马哈德夫他向帕拉的马哈拉吉所说的一番话。
This is in chapter 10, verse 18.
Chapter 10, verse 18, 就是第七篇第十章第十八诗节。
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Tri Saptavi Pita Putta.Pitri bin sahate gana yatsado shakule jato vandai kula pavana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family.Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified.
第七七点十点十八这个译文我就直接口译了，大家下来可以直接查书。至尊人格守神说道：“我亲爱的帕拉达，最纯洁的人呐，伟大的圣人呐，您的父亲已经被净化了，连同你家的。”其他21位祖先也一并被净化了，因为你出生在这个家庭里，所以整个王朝都得到了净化。
Now, for some devotees who hear this statement, I can already hear their doubt.
对于一些奉献者来说，在听到这样一段话的时候，我都已经可以想象他们脑海里出现的那些质疑、那些问题了。
Perhaps you're thinking, well, Prahlad Maharaj, he's the supreme pure devotee, and I'm not even a pure devotee.
然后 这些奉献者就会想，哦，这里说的是帕拉的马拉吉，他可是至尊的纯粹奉献者呢，我可不是纯粹奉献者。
Yeah, so maybe his ancestors are purified, but not mine because, you know, I'm still impure.
也是说，也许他的祖先得到了净化，但是的话呢，我的祖先没有得到净化，因为我不纯粹啊。
So we have to read Prabhupada's very short purport.
因此我们就需要来一起读一读帕帕的这一段很短的要旨。
The word tree septa b means seven multiplied by three.
这里的这个梵文词 tree sapta b 的意思就是指七乘以三。
In one's family, one can count back four or five generations to one's great grandfather or even one's great grandfather's father. But since the Lord mentions 21 forefathers, this indicates that the benediction expands to other families also.
在一个人的家庭中，可以追溯到之前的四五代人，追溯到这个人的曾祖父，然后甚至是曾祖父的父亲，就是曾祖父。但是由于在这里主提到了21位祖先，这就表明他的祝福已经扩展到了其他家庭。
Before the present family in which one has taken birth,One must have been born in other families.
在一个人所诞生的这一世的这个家庭之中的话呢，在此之前，他都必然已经在其他家庭出生过。
Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord, he purifies not only that family, but also the families of his previous births.
因此，当一位 Vaishnava在一个家庭中出生时，经由主的恩典，那么他不仅净化这个家庭，并且也会净化他前世出生的那些家庭。
Yeah. So you still may say, well, I'm not a Vaishnava.
然后你可能仍然会说，我连 Vaishnava 都不算是呢。
Well, then how do you define a Vaishnava?
那么你怎么去定义 Vaishnava 这个词呢？
Well, Lord Chaitanya has given a definition of a Vaishnava.
主 Chaitanya 已经给到过关于 Vaishnava 的定义。
He said anyone who chants Hare Krishna one time.
他就说到任何一个只念诵过 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗一遍的人。
So, you know, what to speak of someone who's, seriously and faithfully chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
那么更何论那些非常严肃认真的非常有信心的去念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀的奉献者呢？
Who's trying their best to dedicate their life, this one life, to the service of the Lord.
更何况那些尽自己最大努力要把这一整个一生都用来服务至尊主的这些人呢？
Well, Prabhupada said that every mantra is recorded, is heard and recorded.
帕帕就曾经说过，一个人所念出的每一句曼陀罗都是被聆听到了的，并且都是被记录下来了的。
And the Lord is the most grateful, kind person.
而主是最最有感恩之情的人。最懂感恩的人。
Yeah, so we shouldn't underestimate the mercy of the Lord.
因此我们不应该去低估主的仁慈。
And we also should not underestimate how he views us.
我们也不应该去低估在他眼里我们是怎样的一个人，我们有怎样的一个形象，我们不应该去低估这个。
Yeah, he just sees, oh, they're chanting my name.
而主看到的就是，哦，这个人在念诵我的名字呢。
Now, I can't find it. There is some verse in some purport, maybe a letter where Prabhupada talks about how different numbers of generations of a Vaishnava are purified according to their advancement as a Vaishnava.
Different number of what?
In other words, you know, there's three classes of Vaishnavas, right? First class, second class, third class.
So for
the third class, 10 generations are purified. Second class, 20 generations. And first class, 100 generations.
Oh, of the previous ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
所以说，故事说他找不到这个具体的师节和要旨，或者是信件，就是怕曾经写过的，也是师节要旨还是信件当中就提到过，根据奉献者进步的程度不同，那么他所得以进化的这个家人的这个代，就是所进化的这个祖先祖辈的数量。 也会是不同的。那么奉献者，我们都知道，就分为三种种类。那么对于初级奉献者，第三流的奉献者来说，就会进化前十代的祖先；而对于中等的第二流的奉献者来说，就会进化前二十代的祖先；而对于最进步的，也就是第一流的奉献者来说，会进化前100代的祖先。
Now, it just says purified. It doesn't say that they're liberated or go back to Godhead.
okay. 而这里大家要注意哦，说的是进化祖先，进化二字，而不等同于解脱，不等同于直接就把祖先给弄得回归守神了，不是这个意思。But
who can say?
但是我们又有谁知道呢？
And then, okay, one last thing about the power of prasadam.
好，我们现在再来提最后关于prasadam的这个一点。So
Krishna talks about the power of prasadam in chapter 2, verse 65.
Krishna在《博迦梵歌》第二章的第65师节就讲到了这个prasadam的力量。
Prasade sarvadukanam hani rasya prajayate prasana chaita sonyasu buddhi pariyavasishyate. One who receives the mercy of the Lord.
The chapter 265, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give just the translation according to the Sanskrit.
Okay. 所以我们来这个第二章第65师节的话呢，Guru就直接来讲这个梵文师节的原意原来的意思。Okay.
Prasade sarva means prasade means you receive the mercy of the Lord.
所以这个第一个字眼 prasade 的意思就是指你从主那里接受到仁慈。
Three results come from that.
而这当中就会诞生出三种结果。
Sarva dukanam hani means your material miseries are destroyed.
Material misery. 第一个这个 sarva dukanam 就是指蜂蜜甜蜜的意思，就是指你在物质层面上所遭受的所有痛苦都会消失。
Prasanna chaitasa means you become happy within.
然后后面这个词 prasanna chaitasa 的意思就是指你会在内心中感到快乐幸福。
And buddhipari vasishyate means you get spiritual inspiration, you get a spiritual intelligence to make the right choice to follow the spiritual path.
Follow spiritual path. 然后这个师节的最后一句 Buddhi prayavatisthate 就指的是灵性上的智力，或者叫灵性上的灵感，也就是说这第三个结果，你会做出正确的选择来继续走在这样一条灵性道路上。
Yeah, so you get spiritual intelligence. There's different kinds of intelligence.
所以有不同种类的智力，而在这里你就会得到的是灵性上的智力。Okay.
All right. So I'm sure this is, you know, generated a lot of questions.
我想这肯定会产生出许多问题。今天这个要旨。
which I probably can't answer.
嗯，Guru说他估计他都没法回答。
Who knows?
嗯，Guru说谁知道呢？Okay, so let's look at questions from last week.
Yeah.
嗯，好，我们来看一看上个星期剩下的问题。嗯，我想我看一下我当时回答到哪儿了。哦，上个星期最后一个问题是潘加塔拉帕布的，然后接着就是卡玛 Kelly 马塔吉问，卑微的顶拜 Guru Day。顶拜翻译和所有奉献者，我不敢当。这节课我太喜欢听了，以前我看这个师姐一直没有看懂。我还想请问，一个居士家庭，如果婚姻后还没有准备接受一个孩子，那是违背居士的要求吗？是不想要人口吗？可是我在遵循 Krishna 知觉的生活，只是我感觉我的能力，我的假我还没有管理好，家庭状态不好。哦、So here this Kama Kelly Mataji.Is offering her obeisances, and she said, I really enjoyed this lecture, which means the last week lecture. And previously, I have never really understood this verse and this purport. So I'd like to ask you this question, that for Grihastha family, if they are not prepared to have a kid after getting married, so does that obey the requirements for Grihastha?Devotees. So if you do not give birth to a baby, that means that you are go against the Grihastha lifestyle. And that such kid also can be categorized as an unwanted child. I'm following the Krishna consciousness lifestyle, but I feel like my capability and my ego haven't beenin good control, haven't been in good management that I can have a kid, that I can have a kid properly because my family situation is not good enough.
Yeah, these are very important questions that are difficult to answer.
嗯，你问到的这个问题是一个很重要的问题，但同时也是很难回答的。
Yeah, of course, we tend to look at the sex life as black and white.
因为我们往往倾向于以一种非黑即白的观点来看待性生活。
And we have our highest ideal.
我们抱有一种最高的理想主义。
That was, emphasized to us by Srila Prabhupada.
而这种最高的理想由帕帕向我们强调了出来。
Which is, you know, you should only have sex in order to conceive a child.
那就是这个最高的理想就是你仅仅只是为了诞育孩子而去进行性生活。
And for that, you can try once a month.
就出于这个目的的话，那么你可以一个月尝试一次。
And in order to be in the right consciousness, both male and female,have to chant 64 rounds before they try and conceive a child.
并且为了使得诞育出来的孩子具有良好的知觉，正确的知觉，那么父母双方都应该在孩子就是怀上孩子之前的话呢，每天念诵64圈。
Otherwise, you're having illicit sex.
否则的话呢，两人之间所进行的性生活便是非法性生活。
So that's a very high ideal, and that is, you know, the highest standard of highest spiritual standard.
所以说这真的是非常高的理想，可以说是最高的灵性标准了。
But realistically speaking, especially for newlyweds, they're not on that level.
但是从现实角度来看，特别是对于刚刚结婚的人来说，他们还没有到达这样的一种层面。
And if they were on that level, they probably wouldn't get married in the first place.
Yeah. 所以，而如果都已经到达这样的层面了，那最开始都不用结婚了。
But, you know, imagine the kind of advanced soul that would want to take birth in that situation.
Imagine
the type of a soul, that kind of husband and wife could attract into their family if they were on that level.
Oh, you mean imagine what kind of kid they would attract, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 但是大家可以想象一下，如果真的是父母双方都到达了这么高的知觉层面的话，那么他们做出选择要诞育一个孩子，那么他们会吸引来怎样的一个灵魂来作为他们的孩子呢？
But, you know, realistically speaking, if you have children because you really want to, and the man and the woman, the two devotees, have a good, healthy relationship with each other, then they'll be able to give that child the love and attention they need in order to develop, you know, a healthy psychology.
OK, 很是神圣。而如果的话呢，你真的是因为想要孩子而选择就是去生下孩子的话，那么并且两位奉献者，就是你和你的丈夫或者是和你的妻子，就是一对奉献者夫妇，彼此间有良好的健康的婚姻关系，两个人能够把爱和关怀和关注给予孩子，那么这就会有助于孩子去发展培养出健康的心理状态。
So that's also ideal.
当然这也是非常理想的。
And for our society, maybe too ideal even.
可能对于我们的社会来说太理想了。
But at the very minimum, you know, a man and a woman should be married and not have sex outside of, you know, with anyone else except who they're married to.
但是从最小的层面来看，就是最小的层面来看，一个男人和一个女人结婚，那么他们就是应该和彼此之间保持这种性行为、性关系，而不是和另外任何第三方的人发生性行为。
Yeah, so that requires some self-control and some honesty and commitment in order just to do that, which most people don't even do now in our society.
而这就是只承诺和对方在一起的这样一种行为的话呢，需要的是一种诚实的承诺。诚实的郑重承诺，就是你真的是把这一生都许诺给另一个人，并且还要有一定的自我控制力。
Yes.
而能做到这两点的话呢，对于我们当今社会当中的绝大多数人来说都是做不到的。
Yeah, so in most cases, unless the man and the woman are faithful to each other, the family is doomed, and the children are not going to grow up with two parents, and they're going to have problems.
而在大多数情况下，除非父母双方、夫妻双方是非常忠诚的对待彼此，否则的话呢，可以说整个这个家庭生活就遭难了。然后在这种家庭当中成长起来的孩子的话呢，很有可能不会同时有爸爸妈妈，然后并且的话以后也会在成年当中遭受不少问题。
The other thing to consider is that, practically speaking, in our society, it's kids are expensive.
Yeah. 还有需要另外考虑的一点就是从实际来看，在我们的社会当中养育孩子是非常昂贵的。
Who can afford to have 4 or 5 or 10 children like everyone did, you know, 100 years ago?
有谁在当今社会能够像100年前的人类社会那样可以养育4、5个孩子，甚至是养10个孩子的？不可能的。
Yeah, so all these things have to be considered, you know, and it's called yoga.
所以所有这一切的话呢，都是需要被考虑的，因为我们就处在这个卡利年代。
So we have to control our senses. We have to have some boundary on our senses.
因此我们需要去控制我们的感官，我们需要在自己的感官上设定一些界限。
And for the sexual urge, that boundary is marriage.
而对于性欲冲动而言，这个所设定的界限就是婚姻。
And so if one is, has a, you know, if one is able to maintain their marriage vows and at the same time have a spiritual life, chanting 16 rounds following the four regulated principles, if one is able to do that, then gradually one will attain a higher taste and lose attraction altogether for sex life.
Oh, okay. Sex life. 所以说如果一个人能够去维系自己的婚姻承诺，然后并且在修习灵性生活，也就是每天念诵十六圈，并且遵循思想规范原则的话，那么渐渐的这样一个人就会得以获得更高的品位，并且完全失去对性生活的吸引。对，完全失去就是对新生活的这种感兴趣的这样一种。
Yeah, so this will come about naturally as you deepen your practice and also as your body ages.
而这样一种状态会自然而然的来临，那就是随着你越来越深的进入到你的修习之中，你的越来越深化你的修习，并且随着你年龄的增长，你的这个身体的衰老，那就会自然的发生。
So that should, you know, that should be the goal that we're shooting for.
而这就是我们应该去射中的靶子，这就是我们应该去瞄中的、瞄准的目标。
Yeah, and trying to artificially meet some ideal standard when you're really not at that level. Will actually be counterproductive.
Counterproductive. 所以说试图去刻意的达到理想的标准，而实际上自己还未曾到达那样的层面，那么这样的做法的话呢，只会起到反作用。
You know, just cause you to feel guilty and frustrated, and then oftentimes, you know, the man and the woman, you know, judge each other because one is on because there are different levels of renunciation.
Okay, different levels of renunciation. 由此的话呢，你就会感到愧疚，感到挫败、沮丧，而往往很多时候，男方和女方就是夫妻双方的话呢，还会很容易的去评判彼此，因为两个人处在气绝的不同。不同阶段，不同的对气绝的不同阶段，不同点。
So, I say, you know, be honest and practice Krishna consciousness according to your capacity, according to your qualification.
因此的话呢，我想对你说的是，请你诚实，并且的话呢，能够依据你自己的能力，依据你自己的资格来修习Krishna 知觉。
And that's going to be different for different devotees.
而这对于不同的奉献者来说是不同的。
So it's not black and white, it's very gray.
所以说这不是非黑即白式的这种生活标准，生活状况，而是全都是灰色地带。
But I'll say, you know, just follow your marriage vows, do all the practices, and as you get old, and as you begin to awaken, you'll get through it.
Get through what?
your lust and your sexual urge will be easily managed.
I see. Okay. 所以说，Guru 就说，他说，所以说，我想对你说的就是。 你继续去遵循你的婚姻誓言，并且去做到所有的休息，做到所有的灵性休息，然后随着你逐渐变老衰老，随着你逐渐的觉醒，在灵性上觉醒，那么你最终就会得以得以去控制你的色欲和性冲动，那么这些东西的话呢，就会真正的得到你的控制。
But you know that means you're strictly following. You know, when you're chanting, you're really chanting.
而这就是真正严肃的遵循了。严肃的遵循意味着，当你在念诵的时候，你真的是在念诵。
That means you're not chanting and looking at your iPhone at the same time.
而不是在
watching some porno movie.
Oh, you want me translate? OK, 然后顾问说，而这就意味着你在念诵的时候是真的在念诵，而不是在看着手机上的那些色情的东西。
So you really, you know, you really do have to manage your control your senses, control your mind and your senses, and sincerely chant.
OK, 因此的话，你真的需要去真诚的念诵，并且真的是需要去控制你的感官和心意。
Right, you just stay with one mate and follow everything else very strictly. And then, as you get old, you'll be purified.
因此的话呢，你就只需要和你的伴侣在一起，和你的那一个伴侣在一起，而不是其他人。然后，并且非常非常严格的去遵循所有的这些修习的，就对，遵循这个灵性修习。然后，随着你慢慢的变老。然后你就会得到极大的进化。
Okay,
next one.
I talked very controversial things. Don't get in trouble.
不是说他有说了太具争议的话，希望不会给他自己招麻烦。
Just tell it like it is.
What?
Telling it like it is, not the ideal, but how things really are.
小姑姑说，他就反正根据这个现实情况这样来说了，而不是根据这个理想的这种标准来说。Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Okay, 好，我们来看下一个问题。Pashpa Sara Mataji 问顶拜布玛拉贾，顶拜翻译，我不敢当。请问30年前发生的事儿，当时很愤怒，现在说起来也能感受到当时的愤怒，但现在的心情不是那么愤怒，但也不是很平静，这算是释放了吗？谢谢。So Pashpa Sara Mataji here is offering her obeisances and asking you that one event that has happened 30 years ago back then has caused me a lot of anger, and now when I talk about it, I can still feel the anger at that time. However, I'm not really that angry, that furious, but also not fully peaceful either. So does this count as releasing? Thank you.
Well, you're getting there because now you're aware of it. If you're not aware of it and you're not willing to face it, then you haven't really begun the process.
Okay, the process. 所以说，您问到这算是释放了吗？然后顾虑就回答到，您在即将到达释放那里，即将就是对你还在这个过程之中，因为现在你已经能够觉知到了，就你能觉知到这样的一种状态，就说明你真的是在面对这个愤怒感。而如果你都没有觉知到的话，那么可以说你就整个的这个一个过程都还没有开启呢。所以说，是正在这样一种过程之中。
So 80% of releasing is just first to be able to acknowledge how you're feeling.
80% 哈。
Yeah.
所以说，释放当中的80%，那都是。首先我们能够去承认，能够去看到自己的感受是怎样的。
Yeah, because what heals us or releases us from illusion is the light of consciousness.
Light of consciousness. 因为能够真正去治愈我们的，能够把我们从痛苦中 解脱出来的，从幻觉中解脱出来的，正是知觉的光芒。
And we're suffering because we don't know who we are. We think we're something that we're not.
我们在受苦是因为我们并不知道自己真正是谁，而我们认为自己是别的，其他什么。
So the pain we feel, the anger we feel, the sadness we feel, is actually, it's alerting us that we're living in an illusion.
Living in under illusion. 因此我们所感受到的痛苦，我们所感受到的愤怒与悲伤，实际上就是在向我们拉响警报，在告诉我们，我们正活在幻觉之中。
And the false ego says, don't look at that anger, don't look at that sadness, because I have a right, you know. I should be angry. They did this to me.
Okay. 而你的假我就会对你说，不要去看着你的愤怒，不要去看着你的悲伤，因为我有，假我会说，我有任何一个权利来对那个人感到愤怒，来悲伤，因为那个人对我做过这样的事情，我完完全全就该对这个人感到极大的愤怒和恨意。
Yeah, so if you can acknowledge, wow, I feel angry, I feel sad.
所以说，如果你能去承认，我真的感到难过，我感到悲伤，感到愤怒。
That's a big step.
那么这就是你所迈出的很大的一步了。
You're bringing that shadow into the light.
把这样的一个影子带入到光明之中。
And if you can accept it and allow it to be there.
而如果你能接受它，并且允许它在哪里的话
，then that's the next step.
那么这就是你做出的下一步了。
The false ego will say, "No, you cannot. You know, this anger is justified."
但是你的假我会对你说，不，不要这样干。你的愤怒是完完全全正当的，完完全全合理的。
If you accept it, then that means.You lost, and the other person, you know, is getting away with hurting you.
Okay. 而如果你要接受这愤怒的话，那就说明你就输了，而另外一个人完完全全就逃避了，逃开了这个伤害你的这样一种这种反应啊，不叫反应，叫做业报啊，或者叫做是这个报应啊，对，
But if you can just allow that feeling to be there, feel it in the body and allow it to be there.
但是如果你就是去允许这个愤怒感这种感受在你的体内允许它存在在那里。
It won't stay very long.
而这种感觉是不会停留的太久的。
Because everything except for us comes and goes.
因为所有一切除了我们自己，所有其他的一切都是来了又去，来了又消失。
And then it comes back again.
然后这些感受又再次出现。
And you think, well, I released you, why did you come back?
然后你会想，我都把你释放了呀，你为啥怎么又回来了呢？
And then the ego jumps in.
然后这假我又跳进来了。
This person, they hurt you, they should be punished.I'm so angry.
然后家伙就说，这个人伤害了我，我真的太生气，太愤怒了，我必须要去惩罚他，这个人必须受到惩罚。
Right, the same repetitive pattern.
又是同一个重复性的模式。
That's karma.
而这就是 karma, 就是业报。
And then what do you do?
那你接下来会做什么呢？
Well, that pain is, you know, that anger has arisen again.
Is what again?
That anger has arisen again.
这愤怒再次升起。
If you expect it not to come back, then you're not accepting it.
而如果你期望这愤怒不再出现的话，那么这就是一种不接纳。
And you're again in the illusion of who you think you are.
那么这就表明你又再次处在这种幻觉之中，认为自己是谁谁的这样一种幻觉。
So again, you accept the anger just for now.
于是再一次你又如其所示的在当下此刻接受着愤怒感。
Right, so you're not just reacting to it.
而不再只是对这种愤怒做出反应而已。
And each time you're bringing it into the light of your consciousness,
每一次当你把这愤怒把这些感受带入到知觉的光芒中。
And eventually, you know, sooner or later, you'll get to the point where it's loosened up enough that you can make a choice, do I really want to hold this resentment or do I want to let go?
Loose enough.
Yeah, it's like something that's rusty, you know, you can't move it, but if you put a little oil on it, eventually it loosens up.
I see.
Then it cracks, right?
Yeah. 其实 Guru 在这里就说到，那么他提到一个比喻，就像是随着你这样一次又一次的练习这种接纳与释放的话，那么最终你就会到达这样一个点，那么就像是我们都知道，如果要是螺丝要是生锈了的话，你是根本无法把那个东西给打开的，对吧？就是因为生锈的话完全被卡住了，固定住了。但是如果你在这上面加上滴些一些油的话，那么它就会最终的又被你打开。那么同样道理，当这些你一次又一次的接纳与释放，那么它就像螺丝一样的最终的就会松动下来。当你松动下来的时候，此时你就可以，你就有一个选择了。你可以选择是继续的紧抓住这股怨恨感不放手，还是说想要真正的放手这股怨恨感。
And then you get to the point where you realize that you're suffering because you're holding on to this anger.
并且你也会去到达这样的一种领悟，那就是你在受苦，你之所以受苦，那都是因为你紧紧的抓住这种痛苦不放手。
Yeah, so letting go of anger is not about punishing the other person or them being right or you being right. You realize that, no, this is just my ego, it's just my mind.
那么这就意味着当你决定放手，当去放手这个愤怒感的话呢，并不意味着你就不是对的。
So sorry,
Guru Maharaj, I didn't really understand the last part. Letting go the anger means that you are not right.
It's the ego wants to be right, and it thinks if you let go of anger, then now you're not right.
所以说假我想要自己是正确的，那么假我就会认为，哦，要是放手这个愤怒感的话，那么我就不是对的了。
But now you have enough light of consciousness, and you've been with the anger enough that you have, you know, enough light of consciousness.
而现在的话呢，你有足够的知觉的光芒，你已经有足够的时间和这愤怒感在一起，一起临在。
Yeah, so your free will, your intention is very powerful.
而你的这种意愿的话呢，是非常强大的。
So finally, you have the intention, I don't want to suffer anymore.
你的意愿会非常强大的，那么最终你就会有这样的一种意愿，我不想再受苦了。
Yeah, if I hold on to this resentment, then I'm just going to suffer.
如果我还一直紧抓住这怨恨感不放手的话，那我就只会继续受苦。
So I'm tired of that.
而我真的是已经很疲惫了，已经受够了。
And gradually you heal and you can let go.
那么渐渐的你就会得到疗愈，你就会得以去放手。
And if it comes back, don't be surprised.
而如果这愤怒感再次出现的话，你无需感到惊讶。
Continue with the same process.
继续练习同样的这个步骤和过程。
Yeah, a lot of these, you know, pains and angers that we have are similar to what we've already experienced in past lives.
我们所经历到所体验到的许多的这些愤怒和痛苦，实际上和我们在前世所体验到的情绪是极度相似的。
So even though we don't remember the incident in our past life, it's a very similar thing that happened before.
Similar theme, huh?
Yeah.
因此即便我们记不起前世曾发生的具体的事件，具体的状况是什么，但是的话呢，这个主题却是一样的。
And that causes to take birth again.
而这便会导致我们再次的 出生，对，再次的这个生死轮回。
Yeah, so, you know, recognizing how you feel, taking 100% responsibility for your feeling is part of the releasing process.
嗯 ,releasing, 嗯。因此的话呢去承认你的感受是什么并且为自己的感受承担起100%的责任那么这些便是释放的一部分。
And then gradually you're not only releasing, you know, the trauma from this life, but all your previous lives.
那么渐渐的你就不仅是在释放这一生所遭受的创伤并且也是在释放所有前世所遭受的创伤。
Right, and then you start to understand, the truth.
嗯，你便会开始去明白真相是什么。
And the truth was spoken by the Avanti Brahman.
嗯，而真相就是被 Avanti Brahman 所说出来的。
He said, "These people are not the cause of my happiness and distress."
Avanti Brahman 就曾说过，这些人并不是导致我快乐或者痛苦的原因。
Neither are the demigods.
也不是半生人导致我快乐或者痛苦的原因。
Neither my own body or planets.
也不是我的身体，也不是星宿。
Or my past work.
也不是我过往曾做过的事情或活动。
Or even time.
甚至也不是时间。
Rather, it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress.
相反，实际上只有我的心意本身才导致了所有的这些快乐和痛苦。
And perpetuates the rotation of material life.
并让这个生死轮回永恒的持续下去。
Yeah, so every time, you know, the anger arises, feel it. Allow it to be there. And really feel it in your body. And then decide if you want to hold on to it or if you want to let it go just for now.
因此当每一次你的愤怒出现的时候便允许这个愤怒存在在你的身体那个位置并且去感受你身体当中的这个部位的感觉然后你可以做出选择是要继续的紧抓住这愤怒感不放手还是选择去放手它，并且就在当下此刻，就只在当下此刻里做出这样的选择。
Yeah, so each one of those steps brings more and more light of consciousness.
而你做出的这每一步，都会给你带来越多的知觉的光芒。
And if it appears again, don't be surprised.
而如果这愤怒感再次出现的话，请你不要惊讶。
Because that's not acceptance, and that's the ego.
因为当你惊讶的话那么如果你要是惊讶的话那么这就是一种不接纳而这就是你的假我
Just say, oh, well, there's still more there.
然后你就只需要去说哦，还有更多的愤怒感在那儿呢
Right, there's still more healing to do.
还有更多的疗愈治愈是我需要去做到的呢
And then you can ask the Lord.
然后你可以请求主
You tell the Lord, I have the intention of wanting to heal this wound.
你对主说，我想要去治愈这个创伤，这个伤口。
And ask the Lord to send His healing light into that wound.
请求主把他的疗愈的光芒去送到这个伤口上面。
Yeah, and don't have any expectations.
并且不抱任何期望。
Just trust.
而只是去信任而已。
And repeat as necessary.
然后在必要的时候重复着整个步骤。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你。Okay, next one. 吴秀红这位妈妈姐说，顶拜咕噜莲花族，顶拜奉献九门 ，Hare Krishna， 感恩老师精彩讲课，求课程录音能转给正在受苦难的非奉献者的微信群让有缘的人学习吗 Oh, so this Madhachi here is offering her obeisances, and she's asking that for to get the recording of the lectures, probably meaning last week lecture. So can she share this with those people who are suffering but non-devotees, share with them through the WeChat so that those people who are ready, they can learn about it. Yeah, she's just saying that. Mm.
Well, I guess so. But these classes are pretty much directed for devotees. So if a non-devotee, is interested in them, then I suppose it's okay. But also there may be some, I don't know about, if it's dangerous in China or not for her to do something like that.
嗯 ，OK， 有 guru 说的话呢，由于这些课程都是针对奉献者讲的，然后所以如果是对于非奉献者要分享给他们的话，如果他们感兴趣，愿意去了解，那当然很好。当然还有一点就是 guru 替您考虑啊，就是说会不会在国内这样去传播，是安全的呢？会不会有危险呢？嗯
，OK， so be careful 。
嗯，就 guru 说就注意一下，小心一下就行。
And also, just because you're inspired by a teaching doesn't mean somebody else will be, but you never know.
嗯，然后顾就最后说了一点，就仅仅是因为你对这些讲课感到就是备受鼓舞，并不代表其他人也会备受鼓舞。但是的话呢，谁知道呢？就是有可能你会真的遇到那些有缘的人呢。
So don't be surprised if somebody's not attracted or doesn't understand it or is very confused by it.
所以说如果要是你遇到有些人他们不被这样的讲课所吸引，那或者说完全听不懂的话呢，请你不要惊讶。
It just means they're not ready.
这仅仅只是意味着他们还没准备好。 OK, next one.
OK.
好，我们来看下一个问题。这个一串数字的奉献者说：“感恩咕噜，感恩翻译，请问咕噜如何解读人性的弱点 ？”So here this devotee is asking how to interpret or how to understand the human weakness, the weakness of humanity.
Well, I'm not sure what they mean. How to understand?
The weakness of humanity or human weaknesses.
Or why are we weak as humans? I'm not sure what they're asking.
How to understand or how to interpret human weaknesses?
Well, we can observe that humans are weak.
Oh, the humans are weak.
Well, it depends on how you find weakness. Let's say imperfect.
这就取决于你如何来去看这个弱点，就比如说是不完美。
Yeah, we can observe within ourselves that sometimes we do things very ignorantly.
我们可以在自身上去观察，有些时候我们在做一些事情的时候是非常愚昧无知的在做一些事情。
Why? We say things, we do things, not very consciously.
或者我们在说一些话或者做一些事情的时候都是一种毫未察觉的一种无意识的或者叫下意识的在说在做。
Right, and we make mistakes.
然后并且我们犯错误。
Now hopefully we learn from our mistakes.
并且但愿我们能够从自己的错误中吸取教训。
If we keep repeating the same mistake, then we're really ignorant and really unconscious.
而如果我们一再的重蹈覆辙，一再的犯下同样的错误的话，那真的就表明我们是非常非常无知，然后对非常无知的，然后非常无知觉的。
Yeah, and human beings, to one degree or another, are self-centered and selfish, especially as babies.
人类的话呢，在某种程度上，尤其是婴儿阶段的人类是非常自私的。
Yeah, and usually as we grow into adulthood, we become more concerned about others and not just about ourselves. But some people don't grow up and they stay very self-centered, like President Trump.
Guru 就说随着我们逐渐成长，然后长成成年人之后的话呢，就会变得更加去在乎其他人，更加去在意别人。但是有些人的话呢是没有生长的，然后就一直保留在婴儿阶段，就比如说美国的那个总统特朗普。
And then a lot of times we're motivated just we do things because we're afraid, because of what other people will say, or because of what other people think, or, you know, we get so much insurance because we're afraid that, you know, we're going to die or lose everything. We do a lot of silly things out of fear, and we're so ignorant we don't even know we're afraid.
Okay, don't even know we're afraid. 而很多时候的话呢，我们都是被恐惧驱动着的去做某些事情，去思考，然后或者是去说一些话，然后我们就是出于这样一种害怕死去啊，然后或者说害怕失去什么东西，然后去说话做事为人处事的，甚至是会出于恐惧去做一些很傻的事情，然后但是又由于我们的愚昧无知，连自己是出于恐惧这种原因去做事说话做人的都不知道，就都不知道自己是出于有这种恐惧的这种驱使在里面。
Yeah, and then also we crave love.
并且我们也非常渴望爱。
Sometimes we act really silly or dress really silly or speak really silly, just because we want love.
所以我们非常的渴求爱，有些时候我们会行为举止就是看上去是非常傻乎乎的，然后或者穿着打扮也是很傻的那种样子，然后或者说出来的话也是非常非常非常非常傻的，然后就是为了去给别人留下好的印象，好让别人来喜欢自己。
So, you know, these are the motivating factors of human beings.
而这些就是人类的驱动性的因素。
And we can see those aspects within ourselves.
我们可以在自己自身身上看到这些方面。
And we can see those in other people.
我们也可以在他人身上看到这些方面。
Yeah, so if we can see that within ourselves and see that within other people, we don't have to be so judgmental towards ourselves and others. We can be more compassionate and accepting.
而如果我们能够在自身身上并且在他人身上看到这些方面的话，那么我们也就不会那么的评判，反而能够对自己并且对他人有更多的同情和接纳。
Yeah, so forgiveness, humility, and compassion are like the two wheels on our spiritual path.
原谅和谦卑和同情就像是两个轮子一样，四个轮子一样，就是帮助我们能够使得我们在灵性道路上前行的这些轮子。
Yeah, so first we have to mature as human beings.
所以首先的话，我们必须要作为人类成熟起来。
Yeah, and so that will, we can understand if we're maturing by how humble we have become and how accepting and compassionate we are. Towards ourselves and others.
因此的话呢，我们可以通过自己对，我们可以通过对自己和对他人有多大程度的谦卑，有多大程度的同情，有多大程度的接纳，来判断我们达到了多少程度的成熟的程度。
Yeah, so the more we realize our true self, then the more humble and compassionate we become.Towards the human side, the human self.
Human side and the human self.
Self, yeah.
Human self, okay. 因此我们如果能够越多的觉醒到真正自我，我们能够越发的去觉醒到真正的自我，我们也就越能对自己所拥有的人性的这一面有同情和接纳。就会有越多的同情和接纳。
Yeah, and then, you know, we live a much more conscious life.
并且的话，我们也会得以过上更加有觉知的生活。
So we're careful about what we think, what we say, what we do.
我们就会更加的去注意到，更加的去注意，并且小心、谨慎于自己所思、所说和所做。
So we live from higher consciousness rather than just a lower human consciousness.
我们就会基于更高的直觉来度过生活，而不是基于更低的这个较低的人性的直觉。
Yeah, so that's the whole spectrum of having a human life.
而这就是拥有人类生活的整个的这样一个光谱，怎样的一个范畴？整个的这样一个范畴和光谱。
So I don't know if I answered the question because I didn't really understand the question.
Me neither. 所以布鲁说不知道有没有真正的回答到，恰当的回答到您的这个问题哈，因为布鲁没有完全明白您的这个问题是问的什么。要是回答错误的话，就麻烦你再把问题换一种方式发上来。Okay, next one.
Okay.
这位叫叶倩的奉献者问顶拜咕噜和所有奉献者，自己头脑里会出现一些乱七八糟的想法，如何来克服？ Okay, so this devotee is asking that my head usually very often has all sorts of nonsense ideas or thoughts or yeah, so how to overcome that?
Well, very similar to what I said about, you know, how I advised the devotee that was feeling angry about something 30 years ago.
所以说回答您的问题的这个内容的话呢，跟刚才回答就是那位 Madaji 在就是现在还可能会由于30年前的发生的事情而感到有一些内心的不平静，就对他的回复和对您的回复是非常相似的。
Right, we have to look within and observe.
我们必须要往内看，去观察。
Observe our thoughts, observe our feelings.
去观察我们的念头和感受。
Now, when we observe the thought or observe the feeling, and we label it, oh, there's anger, or oh, there's thinking.
而当我们去观察念头和感受，并且给这些念头和感受贴上标签，就比如说，哦，这是愤怒，哦，这是悲伤，等等。
The light of our consciousness increases.
此时的话呢，我们的知觉的光芒就会增加。
And identification with the thought and the feeling decreases.
那么对于念头和感受的认同便会减少。
And if you regularly do that, gradually you'll see more and more that you're not the thought.
而如果你时常的这样练习的话，那么你便会逐渐的发现，你并不是你的念头，并不是你的感受。
So when we identify with our thoughts and feelings, we're energizing them with our consciousness.
当我们去认同于念头和感受的时候，实际上便是把自己的知觉作为能量补充给这些念头和感受，使得他们能够继续存活下去。
But every time we observe our thoughts and feelings and label them and allow them to be there, then we're no longer feeding them with our identification.
而每一次当我们得以去观察念头和感受，给他们贴上标签，并且允许他们就在那里的话，我们也就没有再继续以我们对他们的认同来继续喂养他们。
So you'll find that if you recognize a thought, if you observe it and label it, it will actually for a moment stop and disappear.
所以说你会发现，如果你去看到一个念头，并且给它贴上一个标签的话，那么会有片刻的时间，这个念头便会自行的停止，就消失了。
You're not trying to stop the thought.
你并不是要停止思考，你并不是要去停止这些想法。
But because it's a shadow, if you really look at it with your consciousness, it disappears.
但是这些念头这些想法就是一个影子，当你能够真正的去看到他们的时候，你就是用知觉的光芒照到他们，照到这些影子上，那影自然而然就立刻消失了。
But if you have the expectation that the thought should disappear or it should stop, that's just another thought.
而如果你却抱着这样一种期望，期望着这个念头就要消失，就要停止，但实际上这种期望的话，只不过是另一个念头，另一个想法而已。
Right, you're thinking about thinking.
你在思考着你的思考。
So that doesn't work.
所以这种方式并不起作用。
Yeah, so the purpose of the mind is to think. That's what it does.
心意的功能，心意的目的就是要去思考，这就是心意在做的事儿。
Just like the purpose of the eye is to see.
就像是我们的眼睛的目的，眼睛的目的就是去看。
So thoughts are not the problem.
所以说念头本身，想法本身并不是问题。
The problem is when we identify with the thought and think that I'm the thought.
而问题在于，当我们去认同于这些念头和想法，并且认为我就是这个念头，我就是这个想法，问题就出现了。
So whenever you're, you know, having thoughts, just notice that you're having thoughts.
所以任何时候，当你出现，当你有这些念头冒出来的时候，你就去看到，哎，有念头出现。
You could even try speaking out loud what you're thinking.
你甚至可以试着大声地说出来你的脑海中的想法，脑海中的念头是什么。
Or just say, oh, there's the thought, there's thinking. You label it.
或者你可以就只是给他贴标签，就去说，哦，有这个念头冒出来了，有这个思考冒出来了，有这个关于什么什么的冒出来了。
Or you can even get more specific and say, oh, there's the past.
甚至你可以就是更加具体一些，比如说，关于过去的念头冒出来了。
There's mental talk and mental image.
然后会有这个心意的画面出现，有这个心意的画面出现了，然后有这个心意里脑海里的声音出现了。
And just notice there's the thought.
然后就去注意到，哦，有这个念头。
And there's the one who's looking at the thought.
并且有这样一个观察者看着这个念头的我。
That's enough.
就是这样，仅此而已。
And then go back to the present.
然后再次的把注意力放到当下。
And you just repeat that, you know, every now and then. You don't have to be obsessive about it.
然后你就只需时不时的这样去重复这一过程，但是你无需就是很痴迷于一定得时不时，一定得随时随地都这样做，并不是这样的。
So thoughts are fine. You just have to know that you're not the thought.
念头是没有问题的，你就只需要去觉知到你并不是念头本身就可以了。
And then you can direct your thoughts, you can think of Krishna.
然后你还可以把念头导向于具体的方向，比如说导向于 Krishna.
Right, you can see the mental image, you can hear the mental talk.
你可以去看到这个心里的画面啊，关于 Krishna 的画面啊，然后听到这个心里脑海里的声音啊。
Yeah, so you're not the movie, you're the one watching it.
你不是电影本身，而你是观看电影的观众。
And that's, you know, that's awakening, that's spiritual awakening, that's liberation.
而这就是解脱，这就是灵性上的觉醒。
Moment to moment.
从这一刻到下一刻。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你。Next one?
Yes.
好 ，Kodani Tai Madaji 问，请问老师被渣男坑惨，生活没有动力，心脏也不好，家庭也没支持，干什么都没兴趣，怎么办呢 ？Hare Krishna 想去国外移民可以吗？但有社交恐惧症，生活不能自理，每天只知道看书画画，喜欢挣钱，感恩您。就是 Kodani Tai， 您问你自己吗？问别人。So here Kodani Tai is asking a question. I don't know if she's asking for herself or for somebody else.That this person, or I just say, I have no motivation for my life. My heart is not very good, meaning my physical heart is not very good, and I don't have support from my family. I have zero interest in doing anything, and a shitty guy has also treated me so bad. So I want to migrate to a foreign country. Can I do that? I also very fearful of socialization, basically meaning I don't want to hang out with people. And I cannot manage my life. Every day I only know about reading books and doing paintings or drawings and enjoying making money. That's it. Thank you.
You should get a gun and shoot yourself.
I should have said that. Fair enough.
No. No, that's all about you're thinking about your life situation, but you have no awareness of your life now.
您在思考着你的人、你的生活状况，但是你却并没有去觉知到在当下此刻你的生命。
Yeah, so you can welcome all those thoughts and then let them go and become present with a flower.
所以说你可以欢迎所有的这些念头出现，然后和这些念头一起临在，然后放手这些所有的念头，然后的话呢，再和你面前的花朵、面前的植物一起临在。
Yeah, and this will take your attention off of your false self, and your self-centeredness, and you'll feel better.
而这便会让你把注意力从你的假我上移开，或者叫做把你的注意力从你这种自我与中心、自我为中心的这样一种意识状态上移开，那么这也会让你感觉更好一些。
Or do some volunteer work and actually help people that really have problems and need help.
然后并且你可以做一些这种这种就是说是志愿者的活动，来帮助那些真正遭受着真正遭受着那些人生困境、那些遭受着重大问题的那些人。
Yeah, go clean an elderly woman's house and spend some time with her and cook her a meal.
然后比如说去拜访那些年老的那些人的家，然后对拜访那些年老的孤寡老人，然后为他们做饭，然后打扫他们的房间，和他们在一起。
Do something to spread Krishna consciousness.
做一些事情来传播 Krishna 知觉。
Of course, you have to become Krishna conscious yourself first.
当然，这意味着你首先需要你自己就有 Krishna 知觉，你才能去传播 Krishna 知觉。
Anyway, going to a foreign country probably won't help.
但总之的话呢，去国外移民，去到国外生活的话呢，可能很可能是不会带来太大作用，带来太大影响的。
There's a famous book called Wherever You Go, There You Are.
Wherever You Go, There You Are. 所以有这样一本书，书的这个英文名字翻译成中文就是无论你去到哪里，你就在那里。
Yeah, so, you know, you may bring your, you know, body to a foreign country, but you're bringing your mind along with you.
所以说你可以把你的身体带到另外一个异国他乡，但是的话呢，你的心意也是跟着你的身体一起到了那个地方。
Right, that self-centered, wounded ego.
这种以自我为中心的，遭受了许多创伤的假我。
Yeah, so... You're going to have to heal yourself.
所以说的话呢，你需要去疗愈你自己。
Right, you're going to have to spiritually awaken and heal yourself.
所以你需要在灵性上醒来，并且去疗愈自己才行。
Right, and there's no shortcuts.
而这当中是没有捷径可走的。
Yeah, if you really want to be free of suffering, then you're going to have to look within and wake up.
如果你真的是想要从痛苦当中解脱出来的话，那么你就需要往内看，去看看你的内在。
Good luck.
祝你好运。Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two. Ratnamala, 我不知道练对没有 Ratnamala Mala 请问顶拜咕噜顶拜翻译不敢当，请问我在休息中对别人的不接受对别人不接受总是恐惧，特别是我的爱人，他不在家时我非常 高兴舒服，只要在家里我就有恐惧感，这种感觉不是处在自我中吧，是不愿臣服的一种现象吗？感恩Guru顶拜您 Hare Krishna。 So here this devotee is offering her obeisances and asking that as a devotee I have a fear about other people'snon-acceptance. Basically, I have fear about being rejected by others, especially my husband. When my husband is not at home, I feel very happy and comfortable. But if he is home, then I feel fearful. Does this feeling mean that I am situated in my false ego or not? Or it's just a phenomenon that meaning that I do not want to surrender? Thank you.
Well, yes, definitely that feeling is coming from your false ego that, you know, is really, it's your inner child.
Inner child. 所以说这种恐惧感和这种恐惧感以及对别人的不接受的这种恐惧的话呢，实际上就是来自于你的假我，然后来自于你内心的那个孩子。
Yeah, I mean, that programming of, as a child, as a baby, receiving love and acceptance is a matter of survival, you know, from a baby's point of view.
Matter of survival. 所以说这实际上就是我们自童年时期所发展出来的一种心理模式。当我们还是小孩子的时候，小婴儿的时候，我们从身旁的人所得到的爱和关心和这种关注的话呢，才能确保我们得以生存下来。
Yeah, so, you know, for a child, and a lot of us, we have this inner child that non-acceptance is equal to dying.
Equal to dying. 所以说对于我们很多人而言，我们内心都是有这个内在的孩童或者叫内心的孩子，就是怎么看，怎么说你觉得合适。所以这个内心的孩子总是就会觉得如果没有得到别人的接受的话，没有得到别人的接纳的话，那就等同于是死亡。
Yeah, so when your husband's at home and you're afraid of being rejected, you're not thinking that you're going to die, but the little child inside of you is.
所以说当你的丈夫在家，你很害怕他拒绝你，不接受你的时候，其实你并不是在思考着你会去死去，并不是这样的，但是的话，你内心的那个孩童，那个小孩子却是这样的感觉，就是觉得哦，我没有得到这个人的接受，我就会死去。
So, you know, it's the same formula. You know, bring it to consciousness, allow it to be there, really, really feel it, and then allow it to pass.
所以说这也是同样的一个过程。那就是把这样的感受和念头带入到知觉之中，允许他们存在在那里，然后去真正的感受这些念头和感和情绪，然后如其所示的去感受他们，最后的话呢，再允许他们离去。
See, all of these different, you know, triggers, you know, for you, your husband's a trigger.
对你来说，你的丈夫就像是一个这种叫做扳机。不能叫扳机哈，就是那个手枪的那个扣动扳机的那个扳机哈，就像一个出发点，对，翻译成叫出发点。所以对于你来说，你的丈夫就是你的出发点。
Yeah, so he's actually showing you where you're still stuck in your false self.
实际上，你的丈夫便是在向你展示出你仍然在哪里被困陷在自己的假我之中。
So it's actually an opportunity.
所以这实际上是一个机会。
Yeah, just because when your husband's gone, you feel comfortable doesn't mean you're not still stuck in your false self. You just don't notice it.
所以仅仅是因为你的丈夫不在家，然后你独自在家里就感到非常的快活和舒服，并不就表明你就没有困在你的假我之中，只不过是你没有注意到而已。
Yeah, so, you know, we're living in the human school and we're always being tested and it's...You know, by facing these tests, we actually progress.
我们就活在这样一所人类的学校里，在学校里想学习的话，你必然要考试，对吧？所以说，我们就不断的去通过 面对这些考验，面对这些考试，然后从而得以在人生中前进。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
哦，好。唐继东这位奉献者上星期留言，感恩咕噜指点人心，感恩翻译，感恩主持人，这个我就不翻译了啊，节约时间。然后下一个，这个应该是这个字是念真是吗？真真奉献者问，顶拜咕噜莲花族，感谢翻译。刚才问关于把供奉给 Krishna 的 Prasadam 供奉给离世的祖先，那么供奉给祖先后的 Prasadam 我们还能吃吗？So this devotee is offering her obeisances and asking last week that you talk about offering the Prasadam of Krishna's Prasadam to the ancestors who have passed away. Well, also this week I talk about it. So she's asking that the Prasadam we have offered to the ancestors,Afterwards, can we still be able to eat it?
Sure, why not?
顾宇说当然可以，为什么不能？
Yeah, prasadam can't be contaminated.
因为 prasadam 灵粮是不会被污染的。
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, finally coming to today.
Yes.
终于到今天的问题了。手机 YY 新人问，请问咕噜，比如在不念诵时打坐是怎样冥想 Krishna 形象的感恩？So this devotee is asking that when I'm not chanting and I'm just sitting in silence there, how do I meditate on Krishna's form, Krishna's image? Thank you.
Well, it's not recommended that you artificially, imagine Krishna's form.
去刻意的想象 Krishna 的形象，这种做法并不推荐。
Yeah, so if you sit in silence, just notice your form as awareness.
Just notice what?
Your form as awareness.
Your form.
Yeah, you are awareness, that's your form.
Yeah, you are awareness. 所以说当你在打坐的时候，也就是当你在静坐的时候，就只是去注意到你是知觉的存在，你要去注意到你是有觉知的就可以了。
Yeah, so Krishna, he's a person.
Krishna 是一个人。
And it's up to him if he wants to, be intimate with us or not.
所以说这就完全取决于 Krishna 他自己，取决于他想不想，要不要和我们在一起，要不要和我们亲密的在一起。
Right? We can't force our friends to be with us.
我们是没法强迫自己的朋友一定要强迫对方跟我们在一起的，对吧？
We can ask them to be with us.
我们可以请求对方和我们在一起。
But then they can choose to be with us or not.
而后的话，我们的朋友可以做出选择，是要把时间花在我们身上，还是不是
？So if you're trying to, imagine Krishna and see Krishna, you're trying to force yourself to be with him.
而因此，如果你试图去想象 Krishna, 试图想要去看到 Krishna 的话，那么你便是把自己强迫强加于 Krishna 身上。
Yeah, that's not the mood of surrender.
而这并不是一种臣服的态度。
As Lord Chaitanya, he taught us the mood of pure bhakti.
正如主财坦尼亚向我们所传授的，向我们所教授的，奉献者的心态那样。
He said, "Lord, you are my Lord."
他说道：“主啊，您是我的主。
You can embrace me, or you can push me away.
您可以拥抱我，您可以把我推开。
That's your choice.
这是您的选择。
But I will never abandon you.
但是我永远都不会抛弃您。
Yeah, so I recommend you sit in silence.
所以说我建议您可以在这个在默念，就是这种沉默的时候说出这样一番话。
And give up identification with your mind and your body and just be self-aware.
去放弃对你的心意和身体的认同，就只是去做到自我觉知。
and say to Krishna, if you want to appear before me, you can appear. And if you don't want to appear before me, then I'm just going to sit here and wait.
您可以然后在这样一种状态下您对 Krishna 说主啊 Krishna 呀如果您愿意的话请您展现在我面前吧而如果您不愿意的话那我就在这里坐着就在这里等着
And when we chant Krishna's name, we should still have that surrendered mood.
并且在我们念诵 Krishna 的名字的时候我们也应该有同样的心情心态
Right, we shouldn't be looking for bliss or to get something.
我们不应该想要通过念诵来达到某种极乐的状态或者是得到某个东西。
We should be in the mood of giving.
我们应该处在一种给予的或者叫给予的这样一种心态之中。
We're giving our presence to Krishna.
我们在把自己的临在给予 Krishna.
And we're also giving our thanks.
并且我们也在把自己的谢谢给予 Krishna.
We're acknowledging what Krishna is already giving to us. Out of his love for us, he's giving us everything already.
我们在承认 Krishna 所给予我们的一切。Krishna 出于对我们的爱，实际上已经把所有的一切都给予我们了。
So we're not demanding anything. We're just saying thank you for what we've already gotten.
因此我们不是在索求任何东西而只是在对 Krishna 说谢谢您谢谢您因为你已经把所有的一切都给予我了
Yeah, so that should be our mood whether we're sitting silently or we're chanting
而这就应该是我们的心情无论我们是在静坐或者叫打坐还是在念诵的时候都该如此
Yeah, you may embrace me or you may push me away but I'm yours
您可以拥抱我你也可以把我推开但是我就是您的
OK,
okay next one
How many more?
1, 2, 3, 4
Maybe one more
OK 好我们再来最后回答一个问题潘恰塔法帕布问顶拜马拉贾愿主会下保佑愿主 Krishna 保佑您一切吉祥如意顶拜翻译主持人和所有奉献者我不敢当潘恰塔法帕布对他 Rashtra 是一位老人父亲他教育的儿子 Duryodhan 非常邪恶残忍这样的父亲毁灭了家族没有保护家族对现代社会有何启示So Panchatattva Prabhu is offering his obeisances and he is saying that may Lord Krishna bless youall auspicious and good life. Yeah. So he's asking that the Dhritarashtra is an elderly father. And his sons, you know, he educates his sons Duryodhan. Those sons are very cruel and evil. So such kind of father destroys the whole family. So without protecting the family, what kind of...revelation or what kind of understanding can a modern society get from this, you know, from, you know, not protecting the family?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much like we've been discussing, you know, that the society depends on a healthy family unit.
这就是我们刚才一直在谈论的。那么一个健康的社会的话呢就是依赖于健康的家庭单元。
Yeah, because without a happy mother and father, the dependent children aren't going to receive the love and the care they need in order to grow and mature into happy human beings.
因为当父母都是活得很快乐幸福的时候那么依赖于父母的孩子才能从父母那里收获他需要的爱和关怀和关注然后从而得以健康的成长为一个快乐幸福的人
yeah, And we see, you know, that a lot of the problems that maybe we have personally our parents had and their parents had and you know, the human trauma is transferred from one generation to the next.
并且我们可以看到我们个人所遭受的许多问题，实际上很有可能我们的父母都曾经遭受过，甚至是我们的祖父母都可能曾经遭受过。因此的话呢，人类的创伤实际上就是从一代又传到了下一代，这样代代相传。
Yeah, so thievery and extreme violence and abuse, you know, if you grow up in an abusive situation, you're likely to become an abuser yourself.
So, Gumaji, what's the first word before that, violence?
Thievery, you know, if you're a thief, a cheat.
Okay. 所以说的话呢，就比如说像偷窃的行为、暴力的行为以及这种虐待的行为，那么这些也都是传承下来的，就是遗传下来的，叫遗传传承。那么如果假如哈，要是你出生在一个这种就是父母很虐待你的这样一种家庭环境里，那么你长大以后的话，很有可能也会成为一个虐待者。
Yeah, so not only can we trace back our physical diseases back to our ancestors, a lot of our psychology as well.
因此我们不仅可以把自己所遭受的许多生理疾病都可以追溯到这个先祖，追溯到父母或者是祖先，那么并且的话，我们的心理问题也是可以追溯上去的。
So, you know, if we want to have a healthy society, then we have to develop healthy family units.
因此，为了要有这个健康的社会，就必须要有健康的家庭单元。
So that requires a happy father and a happy mother, and that means a happy relationship.
而这就要求得有一个快乐的父亲，得有一个快乐的母亲，并且这夫妻双方的话也会有一种，也会有幸福健康的婚姻关系。
Yeah, and that means that both the mother and the father are awakening spiritually.
而这就意味着父母双方都是在灵性上觉醒了的。
Yeah, because unless we are happy within ourselves, we're going to put unnecessary, unrealistic demands on our partner to make us happy, and that will make us both unhappy.
Unrealistic, I got it. 所以Guru就说到，就说父母双方都必须是要在灵性上觉醒的，因为除非我们能够在内心里找到快乐幸福，就是我们由内能够快乐幸福，否则的话我们就会把不必要的并且是不切实际的这种要求附加在我们的伴侣身上，然后就期望着对方来让我们快乐幸福。What's the last part that would cause what?
When we expect our partner to make us happy, then we put unrealistic pressure on them, and they become unhappy, and then we become unhappy, and we're both unhappy.
所以说当我们把这种不切实际的期望，就说是像负担一样的附加在这个伴侣身上的时候，就会给予他们这种负担，他们有了负担，遭受这种压力，就会感到不快乐不幸福，那么他们不快乐不幸福也会导致我们不快乐不幸福，由此的话呢，这就是一个不快乐的家庭。
Yeah, so the ideal family unit is that the father is engaged in self-realization and the mother is engaged in self-realization and they're there supporting each other and then they're both happy and then they provide the same environment for their children.
Okay. 因此的话呢，理想的家庭单元那便是父亲也是在进行着自我觉悟，母亲也是在进行着自我觉悟，并且两个人彼此支持对方的灵性修习，两个人的内心都是感到快乐满足的，他们也就把同样的这样一种环境提供给了孩子。
满足的。
Well,
thank you, Mariani. Thank you, Sumuki, today for your service and your sacrifice.
郭老师，谢谢 Subhuti Mataji 今天的做出的奉献服务啊，或者说。
And I thank all the devotees today for their presence.
也非常感谢今天来听课的奉献者们，感谢你们的临在。
And for your questions, all very really, you know, important questions.
也非常感谢你们提出的这些很重要的问题。
And, all glories to Krishna and Arjuna, Gita Jayanti Day Ki Jai.
所有的荣耀都归于 Krishna 和 Arjuna.
And all glories to Srila Prabhupada who has given us Bhagavad Gita as it really is.
并且也所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，帕帕把博迦梵歌如其所示的给予了我们。
So if we didn't get to your question today, I apologize.
所以如果今天剩下的这些问题没有回答的话，或者说道歉，请大家原谅。
Please stay tuned and join us again next week.
请大家下周继续来听。
That way I force you to come back.
故事说我强迫大家必须得回来听课。
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Krishna, have a happy, happy holidays.
You too, Guru Maharaj. Take care. Enjoy.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 在昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天的早课就结束了，感谢大家的收听，愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。